texting you, or calling your phone.
Oh, yeah. Just getting ready to do a thing. Coming up. Culture Excellence. On the Buzz. Now, waiters. No curfew. Oh, and this is my boy right here. D-Maestro. Get my party on. Hey, get ready. Coming up in about 14 and a half minutes. Cultural Excellence.
I'm stepping out tonight.
You're hanging out with me, WB and the Waymaker. We're getting some feedback here. Little feedback, okay? Come on.
I'm drinking. I can't frankly tell you why I live with all of these freaks. You know, a songwriter once told me that if I should ever find myself awakened in the wee hours of the night, to simply think of the one that I love, pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and just sit down and begin to write.
Kick back, grab a glass.
In that situation.
Coming up right now, Cultural Excellence.
Just for you.
On the Buzz.
This is what I wrote.
This is Brady Smart. Check it out.
Mine is yours, what's yours is mine, but I'd give you everything I had if I thought it made you smile. And if you called and said you're a thousand miles away and needed me to get there right away, if I had to walk every last mile. These are the thoughts.
I told you,
of a man,
this boy is bad. Brady Smart.
I talk about David and Bathsheba. Even if I was told you were forbidden, I still think I need you.
The way maker. The way maker.
I can't resist when I look into your eyes.
Come on,
and if I, and don't forget, you got WV right here.
I talk about Romeo and Juliet.
Make
a much more pretty picture.
You are all so much
okay. You know, I love the Waymaker too, but that's this is a two-party system here. Hey, welcome, ladies.
Right here on Studio Gossip.
No.
It's just you and me.
We're traveling east the world.
I know it's sent from up above.
Come on.
And I got one more thing that I wrote that night. When I leave this world, if God asks me if my love was true, I'll tell him that I did it all.
This is Cultural Excellence.
For he's the one that told me
that is good.
That finding you would be such a good thing. And as years go by, it gives us grace.
by my side. I'll run this race. I pray that our love will grow stronger than the wind.
He ain't done yet.
Come on.
The sun is gonna soon be up. And I'll have to fill my coffee cup. But right now my mind is free. It's just you and me. And all I can think about is love.
Ow! You're not playing, sir.
I'm doing my job.
And you're doing it well.
Oh.
I love you, and you love me. I know God sent it from above.
I've got two words. Check, please. Check, please.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. And tip the waiter on the way out.
Only thing I can say, ATM. ATM. Damn, I feel like I got to pay somebody.
Welcome, everyone. This is Cultural Excellence.
What a collection, baby.
This is Cultural Excellence on the Buzz. Ladies, oh, we have, oh my God, in the building, you know, even though we're in different states here, that doesn't matter. Okay, demographics, who cares about that? Lady Coco 706. And this Diva Soul. Ladies, welcome to Cultural Excellence. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure because you came by the way of one of the greatest promoters there ever has been, and that's the Waymaker. And I think I talked to a diva. So I think I was talking to you earlier today, and you were talking about the Waymaker and. Man, just a great, great guy. And I'm so happy that he's with me.
Yes, he is.
And with you guys on this platform. Haven't heard your music. That's what I'm going with.
We're going to call him Keep It 100.
Well, I'm going to find out. Okay, where I'm going with this is that I like those surprises because I trust this man so much that I want that surprise. First time hearing it, and I trust it on this network. So if he said, hey, you can check these ladies out, then that's what we're going to do. But in the meantime, we've had some other artists. I want you to bear with us. I want you to bear with us, okay, because we had other artists that have graced this airwave, and we can't thank them enough. And we'll always honor them, okay?
Yes.
So, let's see, who do we have? Oh, boy. I told you.
We back like somebody.
You said, I don't play fair.
No,
I don't intend to.
Raise one hand up. Because we've been the rappers
there.
If you ready, I'm ready. So
come
let's start steady. Let's go.
She don't play a
L. Davis.
Better not waste
Taiwan.
And
my man, Gita Jones.
Ain't nothing like the more country boys.
I'm thinking about moving.
Good night.
no waymaker. Nobody do what we do.
Totally impossible.
No. Can't duplicate this.
We don't duplicate anything. We originators of what we do.
Somebody go try to call me, but guess what?
Come on, Rick.
Like fine wine. Like fine wine, guess what? Let's do this. I got you, girl.
I'm always looking for a place to drink. We come with grown folks with us. Y'all grown folks with
us. Cultural excellence. So many brilliant artists that you may not have heard of, but the Waymaker and I, we are dedicated to bringing this great music across the globe.
That's why we're here. This is the place where talent meets the world.
That's it. Oh, yeah, boy.
We're going to carry you there tonight. How about that?
I got it.
Wherever you want to go, we're carrying you there tonight.
Got a surprise for you right now.
It's something I want to make you do, babe. I want to make you say,
oh,
you
boy.
Do. You do, baby.
Oh, boy.
Can you say it?
Go, go, oh.
It don't take long. Waymaker. My ears work. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna feel so good
damn
to you.
Oh my
goodness. You gonna be calling
hey, my name, say damn. Baby. Oh my goodness.
You gonna be acting a fool when I make you say
oh.
Come on and say it now. I'm fresh out of nerve pills. Oh my goodness. Oh,
Wow.
Woo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and to our audience around the globe, we have two lovely, beautiful artists gracing this network tonight on Cultural Excellence. Lady Coco, 706. I like that too. And Miss Diva Soul. Let's go to the Diva. That song there. Wow. I mean, when I first heard the first few bars, I said, whoa. Okay. And then you did your thing in that throughout that song. Okay. Who wrote that song? Okay, there might be a little delay. Who wrote that song?
Me and the producer got together to write that song.
Hey, speak up a little bit louder. Speak up a little bit louder, okay?
I said, me and the producer got together to write that song.
You and your producer?
Yes.
Okay, now, okay. Now you're going to loosen up. Let me just share something. Diva Soul, as brilliant as she is singing, she says she's extremely nervous tonight.
Yes, I am.
Extremely nervous. Hey, calm down. Take a deep breath. You'll be okay. I promise you, in the next 20, 30 minutes or so, oh, yeah, that'll help too. In the next 20, 30 minutes, you're going to be just fine.
This is my okay. First road
note. You're going to be just fine, okay? It's great. Okay? You're beautiful. Your voice is great. I love that. Thanks. The first song. And I told you when I talked to you earlier, you said, did you listen to my music yet? I said, no. I said, because if the Waymaker sends it, I know it's good. And I want to thank you, Waymaker. And I tell you this to your face often.
Yeah.
Okay. And, your ear, impeccable. When you pick out talent, and you always tell people, this program that we do jointly together each and every week, this is what happens.
This is where talent meets the world. You know, this is not necessarily where up-and-coming artists, but this is where artists come, and we have the pleasure of introducing them to the world. This station is different than most. We not only covering the United States, but we covering overseas as well. And I tell each and every artist that this opportunity is a major opportunity. Take advantage of it. Shine. Because now you have been exposed not only in America, but international.
Yeah.
So I'm proud to have these young ladies here this evening where we have an opportunity to introduce them to the world.
Absolutely. And I'm proud to have met you, my friend. And it was great. And as a matter of fact, you ladies may not know, but I can't believe how much money I spent messing around with the Waymaker. But I had to go there to his birthday celebration, you know, in College Park, Georgia. Okay. Oh my goodness. Hey, wait a minute. We're going to have to find a way to get my money back. But hey,
see,
you know.
See what happened was the lady told me.
Yeah, the lady always telling you something. Okay. That's why I don't have new microphones or anything like that, because I've dropped most of the microphones messing around with you. Okay. My nerve pills have been on back order for I don't know how long. So anyway, so ladies, hey, this is how we talk off air. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome. I want to thank you so much. Your picture froze. Okay. You back there. Okay. Okay. Lady Diva. Diva Soul, when did you start singing? At what age?
At 12. Growing up in church, singing gospel with my father and my mother. So I really didn't show my voice until September of last year. I did a show for the first time.
Okay. That's you still look very young. You don't look 12. You don't, you know, I will never try to guess or ask a lady her age. Okay. That's guys, you do that. How old are you, man? Shut up. But anyway, my point is, my point is, so you started singing at the age of 12, but you didn't start showing your voice until recently.
Yes, I was doing karaoke, and you know, the manager I got now, he said, you're too good for karaoke. We're going to put you in shows.
Oh, so, and you said, now, let me see if I'm hearing this correctly. Has it been 6 months, 8 months, or, and in that show, how many months has it been?
6 months.
6 months. And 6 months. I have at least...
6 months, yes.
Oh, my goodness. This is unbelievable. Okay. I have in queue two other songs by you, and you were able to produce those in 6 months. Did you do the writing? And you did mention that you collaborated with someone else.
Yes, a lot of people helping me out. Yes, because this is my first rodeo, so everybody helping me out. A lot of singers, you know, to give me advice and stuff like that. So my manager and producer, they helped me out a lot. So
okay,
been getting it out there.
You know, I tell you what, that is absolutely incredible. I'm loving this. 6 months, so you didn't sing anything? Did you sing? You sang in church. Okay, and that was just about it. And then you did karaoke, and somebody, what I like to say, karaoke. Okay, you did that, and someone recognized you and said, why don't you? Mm-hmm. That is pretty incredible, Waymaker.
Oh, absolutely. And the first time I saw her, which was Sunday night, I can understand why.
Songs and everything.
Yeah, I can understand why her performance is so authentic. I mean, I was just mesmerized by her performance and the way she graced the stage and performed. That's the reason why she's here this evening.
You know, as a matter of fact, he did tell me those, he expressed those same sentiments with me off air. And as he also talked about Lady Coco 706. Now,
yeah.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be interesting. Where is she in a way? Where is she? Okay. Lady Coco, I don't see you.
I'm right here.
Oh, well,
I'm
good.
I'm right on her.
I'm glad,
right here.
I'm glad you decided to show up. Okay. Oh, I'm having so much fun here. Okay.
I'm here. I'm not going nowhere.
Oh, well, good. Okay. All right. I love it. So we were talking to, now you guys are in the same, and I know that you don't stay in the same place, but you guys are together. And so I'm going to take a stab at this. You guys are also not only performers, recording artists, but you're also friends. Am I correct? You're friends?
Yeah. We are.
Okay. And I understand there's a little internet. Hey guys, gals. Okay, bear with that because there's a little delay because there's a little internet thing. Okay, mm-hmm. Going on. But anyway, so okay. You got okay. Now, are you related?